I just recently played, you know, that Castlevania game on Switch, or on Game Boy Advance, but I played it on the Switch, Aria of Sorrow. So I'm like in I played that, and then I played Johann the Parellian, and I've been playing 90 Years of Shadow. I've been playing a lot of Metroidvanias, is my point. Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents, the Power Playthroughs podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power, and this is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. We're going to play some Good Boy Galaxy. I'm so excited, friends. This is a new Game Boy Advance game. I backed this on Kickstarter 2 years ago, maybe? Have eagerly been looking forward to it since. It's a Metroidvania where you play as a dog in space. The team's super cool. I've seen a lot of the stuff they put out, and it's just, there's a lot of cool stuff going on here. But the thing I want to emphasize is that I backed it for Switch. They were kind enough to get me a Game Boy Advance copy to check out here with y'all. So that's what we're checking out, because the Game Boy Advance copy is actually coming out. It should be out when you're listening to this. Available on itch. There's a ROM there, and then there's also physical copies available as well. And then a Switch version coming, I believe, next year when I'll play it again, most likely. All right, we're playing as a little dog in a spaceship. Maxwell says, "Are you sure nobody saw us in the core chamber?" This all happened in the prologue, which is a demo you can download and play now.
"Oh, no problems."
That's Croppet said that. I meant, "Oh, no problems." Uh-oh. Something bad's happening. Croppet's upset. Croppet's like a little cat-faced person inside of a frog suit, maybe, or something? I don't know. In any case, we're being chased. There's a great instruction manual that comes with this. They sent me a digital copy of that to check out. And it tells you the background story. It tells you about the items and gear in it, and then recaps the story of that prologue demo in a comic that is just beautifully well-drawn. All right, there's a little purple cloud squid floaty monster whose name is Professor. "What a beautiful day to dine al fresco." And then Clunky, who looks like a green monkey robot, says, "Professor, the observatory is observating." Observating? And we see the spaceships flying through the sky and blasting stuff.
"That's probably just boring space debris. Oh, I forgot the patootie salad."
And the professor goes back into the house. The observatory, rather. And then we see a glimmer in the sky, and then we're back looking at the spaceship. It's got a cracked canopy, and it's fire, and then it crashes into the ground right on top of the professor's alfresco meal.
"Huh? What the?"
He looks very surprised.
"Well, at least it missed the observatory. This place is of paramount importance."
And then another spaceship falls and hits right on top of the observatory.
"What the?"
And then we see Maxwell climb out of the ship, flop onto the ground. Maxwell's a very good dog in a blue spacesuit with a globe helmet and a laser.
"Oh, heck. Oh, biscuits. This isn't good."
All right. We're Maxwell now. Oh, I'm so excited. I am playing this on an RG35XX, which is emulating the Game Boy Advance. Up and to the left, there's a place we can't quite get to. Maybe if we get a double jump. I think that the way I'm playing it is stretching the image slightly if you're watching this on Twitch. So I do apologize about that. I think it's just a little bit stretched, but it still looks pretty good. Let's climb into the building.
"Whoa, did you rev on that broken ship?"
"I'm afraid so. I'm Maxwell."
"My grasp of physics lead me to presume a swift death."
"Led me to presume a swift death."
"I've got it. You must have an advanced shield."
My shield activates.
"Impressive. I'm glad you're alive, kind of. You may address me as the professor. And this is Clunky. He's busy fixing your mess."
There's Clunky, the monkey robot.
"Sure is nice to meet you, kind of. Well, I'm sorry about this. Is there anything I can do to help? Maybe you can fetch me some spare parts."
"Oh, yes, they're in the basement. Follow me."
I think we're definitely dealing with a stretched image here, because the circle of shield around me is definitely oval, not circle. But
oh well, I'm not gonna stress about it. Don't stress about it, Droid. Just enjoy the game.
I fix things. I have a problem with trying to fix things while I'm streaming slash, in this case, recording.
Getting up here may be a tricky maneuver for you. I calculated jetpack blast midfall will suffice.
Woo! I made it!
Alright, we got jetpack. Let's just do a double jump.
I'm too light and vaporous to press the blasted bust button.
No worries, I'm a dog. I can press buttons.
Now let's grab the spare parts from lower storage.
Alright, we got some coin gem thingies. We're going down here to lower storage. Oh, there's some aliens. They're little green. They look like green gumdrops with yellow eyeballs and four spindly legs.
Run the blazing nebulas of torment. Follow them.
They ran away. We're following them. Where'd they go? Nothing over here. Descending into some caves. Ooh. This is like a challenge gate thing. I remember reading. Oh, this one took away my jetpack.
We hijacked these ancient gates for power.
Hey, that gate took away my jetpack.
Oh, yes, they do that kind of thing. Yeah, I'd best wait here.
He's turning into Kermit, and I'm here for it. So now my poor little dog only has just a little hop. So this game has these challenge areas. Ooh! I fell on some spikes. Run away to heal. These challenge areas where it takes away your jetpack or your shield, or I think your blaster is the other one, your weapons. I hit a switch that raised something up, but I gotta stand on it. Haha, and then it bounces me up. I shoot some baddies. Which is a cool idea that there's these little challenge mounts. Ooh, new item acquired, a sparklight. Okay, sparklight, space part 1 of 4. What does it do? I don't know. The pause screen is called pause OS. P-A-W-S. Perfect. Great. 100%.
Nice. This must be one of the spare parts needed.
It is indeed. We only need 2 more parts. Keep looking.
Whoa, how did you get here?
Astral projection.
All right, Professor. Let's go jump over here. Oop, another switch we can shoot. Launches us up here.
Phew, I can jump again.
All right, we got our jetpack back. All right. Oh, and here's another. Oh, this
gate took my blaster.
All right, defenseless. Well, attackless. We still have our shield, so I guess we're explicitly not defenseless. How do we get up? Okay, we got to do the run. Okay.
Try jumping across with your jetpack trick.
So we got to run and fall and then jump. There we go. And then take this elevator back across. Go down here, get some more coins. This feels great. I just recently played, that Castlevania game on Switch, or on Game Boy Advance, but I played it on the Switch. Aria of Sorrow. So I'm like in I played that, and then I played Johann the Perellian, and I've been playing 9 Years of Shadow. I've been playing a lot of Metroidvanias, is my point. And, this one immediately, like, the design of it is very fun, and it feels very good to move. Can I jump on this guy's head? I can. All right, new item acquired. The smug socket. It's one of the pieces we need, presumably. The instruction manual told me to be cautious about killing alien life forms because a lot of them can be hopped upon. I just died. Good thing I recently hit a checkpoint. A lot of them can be hopped upon, so you can stand on top of them, which is handy. Oh, I died again. There's a spot where there's 2 of them, which is where I keep dying. Okay. Ooh, there's an orange up there. Can't get there yet, though. Wait. Can you jump while I'm on your head? Because there's a spot up there that it would be nice to get to. If you jumped, I could jump off your head. No, that doesn't work. Okay. All right. Here's a spot with 2 of them. Haha! Ow! Okay, we did not need to come up here. Okay. There's a switch, but I don't have a blaster. There's a button. Aha! A blaster! Okay. There's a bunch of platforms to move around here. Oh, wait, I just went through another one.
Oh, heck, that gate took my shield! So dangerous!
Okay. You can, while running, you can shoot angled upwards and downwards, and then you can also hold the left shoulder button to fire downwards. You have infinite ammo with your gun, but it does overheat. Oh, I forgot I didn't have a shield. It overheats, and so you have to like wait for it to recharge. Or, I guess, I think of it as overheating. I don't know if that's exactly what they call it. But there, it gets a little very easy to see sparkle on the end of your blaster when it's charged up again. So easy to tell when it's ready to roll. Where are we going? Up here? Oh, there's the other part we need. Haha! The Tinker Tube.
Hooray, you found three of the spare parts. Keep exploring to find a way out of this creepy cave.
Oh, that's a big shiny. I want the big shiny. Yeah. Oh, maybe that was just a regular size shiny. I thought it was big. Got a checkpoint there. Ha. Do I have a map? Tasks, items, map. There we go. Wow, we've already explored that much? No way. Wait, does the map? It scrolls. Okay. Well, we've still explored a lot. It says we've explored 69% of this planet. Obligatory, nice. Ooh, what's this? Oh, my shield.
Now you've passed all the gates. They've reopened. You have enough spare parts to fix this place, though, so find a way back up. You might even be able to fix your ship with this, too.
All right. Some gems appeared to helpfully point me in the right direction of where to go. Don't want to miss that one. Give me that gem. Whee! Elevator launches us back up, and we're out of the cave system and back into the lab. Oh, there's an item up there, but I can't quite reach it. Okay. All right, back into the lab. I believe this is where we were. Yeah, here's the monkey, Clunky.
Terrific! Yes, these exact parts, just what I need!
All right. Great animation of the monkey wrenching it on. Oh, I love the little animations.
And we've managed to fix up your funny spaceship.
I don't suppose you have a hyperdrive, too.
I'm afraid we don't have any tech like that. We've added nearby planets to your nav system. Maybe someone on one of those planets can assist.
All right, time to head back out into outer space in our fix-up spaceship. Oh, wait, here comes the professor.
Before you leave, please accept my friendship card.
Professor Puff, Outpost Astronomer. Life goal, discover true beauty. That is one out of 67 friends.
Collect friendship cards to be demonstrably popular.
There's a great, in the instruction manual, it talks about why they did the friendship cards, and they said because Metroid games are inherently lonely, and they wanted to challenge that idea, and then it says partially because a lonely dog is too sad of a thing to even imagine. That's just really cute.
Now here are the nearby planets on your navsis. See ya, Space Pup.
That's me, Space Pup. Jumping on my spaceship. Ooh, it just takes off into the background. And now we have three planets we can go to. Xandunia, the Croxco Scrap Heap, or the Rumbly Jungle. I like this. Open-ended. You can choose where to go. But guess what? This is just a tease. Oh, it's just a tease. I'm going to go play more Good Boy Galaxy. And then by the time you are watching this, hopefully I will have finished it and written a review of it. So check geek2geekmedia.com for more thoughts. In the meantime, thank you so much to the team for letting me play this. I really appreciate it. And like I said, I'm excited to play Switch version. I think they hit the goal where they're doing enhanced stuff. I think there's like an extra planet in the Switch version or something. Maybe I might be mistaken on that. Don't quote me on that. Unless you also quote me saying I might be mistaken about it. Then you can quote me on it. This is delightful. It's got a great art style, wonderful bright colors. And it just makes me smile because you're a little dog in space. Until next time, friends. Tape. and hope for the best. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.